Cells in Motion Podcast.
Hello, I'm Frank Schlegel. Programmers are said to be the 21st century's wizards. It's true that programs are able to create worlds of images with one click, transform data or cause them to vanish. But the two computer scientists Tobias Brix and Aaron Scherzinger wouldn't compare programming with witchcraft, but with hard work. Nevertheless, they make many things possible for fellow scientists. Both are working at the Department of Mathematics and Computer Sciences in Münster and developing a program that allows scientists from different faculties to morph complex datasets into vivid 3D graphics. Medical physicist Philipp Bovenkamp has approached the two computer scientists with a problem. He's analyzing blood flow in the heart's two big arteries, and he wants to find out exactly how fast the blood moves. For that, he uses a program to look at measured data from magnetic resonance tomography. The screen is showing gray contours and a bustle of blue arrows.
In the picture we see the representation of the mouse heart, and every single point of this mouse heart is connected with a velocity. This is visualized with an arrow plot, and the arrows have certain length, and these lengths correspond to the velocity information. But what we don't see in this image is the global formation of the cardiac flow. We only see localized quantitative information, but we don't have the ability to detect turbulences out of these arrow plots.
Philipp Bovenkamp cannot really get a picture of the bloodstream. He also isn't able to detect blood turbulences. Turbulences can occur at barriers like the heart valves and may provide information about heart diseases. So the medical physicist needs better images. What he wants is a 3D visualization of his data that he can view from all directions and which pools all the speed and direction arrows into streamlines. Thus, Philipp Bovenkamp gave his datasets to the computer scientists Tobias Brix and Aaron Scherzinger, who are working with the software Vreen. This program is ideally suited for 3D visualization, explains Scherzinger.
Vreen has been initiated and is developed since 2005 here in our research group. Basically, it can be used for visualizing 3D image data in several fields, and our applications are mostly in biology and medicine or biomedical applications.
The software generates graphics out of different datasets, like biomedical CT, MR, or PET data. For 10 years it has been updated and extended for different users, such as scientists like Philipp Bovenkamp. To visualize the data the way he wants, the computer scientists first have to immerse themselves into the problem and then develop a plan.
We reconstruct streamlines from this vector field by finding starting points and then following the flow in this direction. Then we can visualize those streamlines in 3D and encode some additional properties of the flow by the color, for example, the velocity direction of the flow, or just the speed, basically.
Aaron Scherzinger shows me how the software has transformed Philipp Bovenkamp's data. What was originally a medley of arrows now appears as a flow of streamlines that together depict the arteries of the heart. The fast-moving blood particles are colored yellow and white, while the slower ones are red. Also, you can turn the animation around or look at specific parts. Everything is 3D. So, does this mean, I asked Tobias Brix, that they receive a set of 2D images and turn it into a 3D graphic?
I think it's the other way around. So normally we get 3D data, like these volume data sets, and we are trying to visualize a 2D image on the screen of the user. And the way we do this, it's called ray casting. The idea is here you shoot a ray through every pixel of the screen of the user, and you determine which parts of the data set you hit by this ray. And each data point of the volume data set, you assign a color value, and then you somehow compose all these color values to get the color of the original screen point you shoot the ray through.
Right, as the screen is flat, the final image of the ray casting process is 2D. And because the program totals all solid qualities of the data together for each pixel of the screen, this 2D image shows something three-dimensional. Actually, Philip Bovenkamp's blood flow data contain information about a fourth dimension, so Tobias Briggs and Aaron Scherzinger have made a 4D visualization. In addition to the solid information, the streamlines also illustrate time. They consist of multiple snapshots of blood particles, and in this way they show velocity and movement of the particles over time. Philip Bovenkamp now is able to almost immediately detect turbulences and irregularities in the blood flow. With the new program, he only needs to make a few mouse clicks. Programmers may not be wizards, but they do make many things easier in science. Thank you for staying with us. I'm Frank Schlegel. See you next time.
Find out more about the cluster on our website cells-in-motion.com.